holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
We are talking about where God lives, what God's house looks like. We're going to talk about that.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a wonderful day, splendid day. It is. Oh yes, I had breakfast and everything this morning. Yeah, we had breakfast and met with my son, went over to the restaurant, sat down and talked, and yeah, you know, I guess it's like they say, family time is important too. So we just use breakfast as a time for us to get together and talk early in the morning. Oh yeah, just glad about it, man. He just graduated, going on to college, and that's good. Happy for him, happy for his next stage in life, his next move. Happy for him. Hey, how's your children doing? Your children graduated, or are they going on to college or moving? What are they doing? They got a job someplace. What are they doing? I mean, now is a good time to go get a job. Oh yes, it is, with or without a college degree. Get out there and go get it. Yeah. Look, I want to tell you this one thing. This is the one thing here that's good for you. Listen, if you're wanting relationships and you want to be friends with people, you must show yourself as friendly. You know, what the Bible talks about, one who wants friends must show himself friendly. You must do that. You must show people how to be a friend. You want friends? Show people how to be a friend. Be a friend to someone. You know, cover up their faults. Don't let anybody know any secrets that they tell you of. And you see what's wrong with them, but you don't go around broadcasting what's wrong with them. You help them. Help them to see they're wrong, but you help them conceal it. They don't go and tell people what they're working on. They have you as a friend. You're the one who's helping them work through these problems that they have. You're helping work them through. Yeah, that's what you do. Be a friend to someone. You know, as opposed to every time you meet somebody, you're ready to fight. I don't understand that. You're always ready to argue. You're ready to tell somebody off, tell somebody what you think, hurt their feelings, whatever. Show that you're the alpha. Show that you're the one in charge. Hey, you got to show yourself friendly if you're going to have friends. You're not going to have many friends if you continue to always want to fight people, always want to bring somebody down, always want to tell somebody where to go. You know, and I'm not talking about heaven. y'all know who you are. You tell people to go that other place before you tell them to go to heaven. You're not going to make good friends. You're not going to make many friends, if friends at all, if you have any at all. Always wanting to fight people. Always got to be right. Always have to be in charge. Always have to this. And there are just certain people who just have that demeanor. You know, they're called to lead and they just lead everything, you know. But at the same time, with that calling, you got to know when to pull back on your calling, when to pull back and not let it get out there so fast. Because sometimes you don't mean to make people upset. You don't mean to make people feel bad or whatever, but you just do because you're being you. You're going out there, you're solving the problem, you're doing a thing. You don't like looking at problems and just staring at them. You want to fix them. And so your first inclination is to fix the problem. I mean, I get it. I totally get it. Totally get it. But you have to make sure, you have to be careful in how you do things, how you approach people. Because if you don't pay attention to that, you won't have many friends. if that's what you want. And everybody needs at least one friend. Now, you have Jesus, who was closer than a brother. And you sometimes you have your family who's a friend, too. But you need somebody that you can count on regardless. You know how you count on God to help you and take away your sins regardless of what happened and what was said and how you said it and how much alcohol you were drinking. I mean, all this kind of thing. You want God, you're trusting in God to take away all the guilt for that, right? Well, you also not only need a spiritual friend, but you need a physical friend on earth. On earth. Yeah, you need at least one somebody that you can count on. And listen, if you have four or five people that you can count on, you're really blessed. If you can just find one that you can count on, so you don't have to worry about somebody telling all of your business, all of what you've done, all of your whole life story out there, you know, and trying to get you canceled. But hey, if you got one friend who you can count on, you can change. As long as you have that one friend that you can count on, you can change. You can move forward. You can do whatever needs to be done. You can. And the thing about it is getting that one friend, but making sure that you're not always trying to fight people. Now, with that said, head on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast. Where? Podbean.com. Podbean.com. Download the broadcast. Not really. You don't even have to download it. Just go to podbean.com and look up Be Holy. Be Holy Broadcast. And click on the links and you can hear the messages that we have, the teachings that we have. And so, hey, share it within your text, group text and things that you have with your friends or whatever your social media is. Share it, share it, share it, share it. Now, we are going to talk about this today. We always talk about what kind of homes we want and what kind of house we have and what kind of house we're going to get and what's not in our house and what kind of house we're looking to buy and everything. Well, let's talk about God's house. Mm-hmm. God has a house. Oh, yes, he does. On earth, it's called sanctuaries, churches, temples, and so on. Right? Where the people gather. That's where we gather. And so we're going to talk about this thing today in Psalm 84. It's pretty decent. It's pretty decent. Verse number one says this: how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of heaven's armies. Verse number two: I long, yes, I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord with my whole being, body, and so I will shout joyfully to the living God. That's verse number two. That's a lot in verse number two. But verse number one talks about how lovely is your dwelling place. Lovely, lovely. God is love. So I guess his dwelling place would be lovely because God is love. And in his dwelling place, we treat each other right. In his dwelling place, he treats us right. In his dwelling place, we treat him right. Righteousness. O Lord of heaven's armies. Verse number two. I long, yes, I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord with my whole being, body and soul. They want to enter that. You want to be where God is. I used to tell people all the time. I still tell them. If I have to sweep floors in heaven, so as long as God's there, fine. If I have to sweep the streets in heaven, so be it. As long as God is there, it's fine. If God is there, everything's all right. And that's the key about it. In God's house, God is always there. And he told us, well, we'll read it on down. Well, no, I'll tell you now. He told us where two or three are gathered together, there he is in the midst. So when he's there, his house is there. His house, his dwelling place, his kingdom is there. When two or three who are agreeing in his name, believing on him the same way, that's where he's in the midst of them. And listen, there's a bunch of sets of twos all over the world. And God is still in the midst of all those sets of twos, doing things, revealing things, healing things. It's where he is. I long and I faint for with longing to enter into the courts of the Lord with my whole being, body, and soul. And so when it talks about that body and soul, we're talking about an earthly thing here. We're talking about an earthly thing because when we start talking about churches and temples and sanctuaries. You know, yeah, generally men have built these places. Men or women have built these places unto God, right? But a lot of times it's a spotlight unto themselves many times, but that's okay. God can still use how he wants. And these churches are the places where the people meet. And so a lot of times there are two or three that are gathered in the churches and God is in the midst. That's why it don't take a whole lot of people to get a good service going, because two or three people, they're gathered in his name. They're praising him. They're talking about him with their mindset on him and believing on him, and he shows up. And so the other 4,000 or 5,000 people who attend the church, they get the benefit of the two or three because he's in the midst. And then Lord help you, if it's 4,000 or 5,000 that's believing on him, he's got to be there. He's got to be there. He's got to be there doing something. It says, I long and I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord with my whole body, being and soul. Or you can reverse it, the being, body, and soul. I will shout joyfully to the living God. See, that's another thing. We get to church and don't say anything. I mean, you don't always have to be shouting and screaming unto the Lord, but it's okay to do that. It's okay to do that. I will shout joyfully unto the living God. Verse number 3, even the sparrow finds a home and the swallows builds her nest. I guess that's a certain kind of bird. A swallow builds her own nest and raises her young at a place near your altar. So all this is happening near the Lord. Glory. And then it says here, O Lord of heaven's army, my King and my God, the Lord, O Lord of heaven's armies, my King and my God. What joy for those who can live in your house, always singing your praises. Always singing your praise. What joy for those whose strength comes from the Lord. Who have set their minds on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is not necessarily a place, but it's the kingdom of being with God. So the New Jerusalem is where the city is, and so-called New Jerusalem. But it's being wherever God is the point. When they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs. The autumn rains will clothe it with blessings. Oh, can't you see that? God is good, isn't he? Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.